So far in 2017, Forbes and Podcast One have already launched three highly acclaimed shows. The Interview with Steve Bertone features the business world's most interesting names, like Adam Carolla, Twitter founder Sean Rad, and Hollywood's own Jessica Alba.
So I spent a lot of my childhood in hospital and hospital beds.
Under 30 with Steve Goldblum talks to the movers and shakers, like Nation Builder CEO Jim Gilliam and NFL Big Game winner Martellus Bennett.
Guys are afraid to be themselves because of their marketing deal.
And The List with Art of Charms, Jordan Harbinger.
We'll get behind-the-scenes insight and information that doesn't make the print cut.
Next up, Sports Money with Mike Ozanian talking to team owners, athletes, and industry leaders about the enterprise and money behind supreme athletic competition. Forbes on Podcast One. Not just entertaining, informative. Subscribe now at iTunes and don't forget to rate, review, and share.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
All right.
They're not listening.
Jesus, goddamn Christ.
I mean, these guys are listening, but people aren't listening to you, Adam. Get it on.
Get it on, man.
Got to get it on.
No
Come on,
choice but to get it on. Mandate.
Get it on. You're better.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening.
Jesus
He's back.
Christ. All right.
Good
Where
times.
Were we?
I don't know. Talk about habits. We always talk about habits. I don't know how to expand that topic for people, but that it seemed to hit a chord last week.
Getting into better habits.
Yeah. And you know, back to Plato and Aristotle, I think I mentioned this also last week, is that they believe that's how you create good people, through habits of behavior, habits of thought, habits of everything, morality. You know what I mean? You're doing the right thing and you get good at doing the right thing. Or working hard. You get good at working hard. Anything.
Yeah.
Your brain wires up for that.
Yeah, I completely concur. And maybe we've turned this into way too much of a...
A feeling thing.
Oh, well, the feeling thing is driving me insane.
Yeah.
That's driving me insane.
Strangely, though, the feeling thing is strictly about what makes me angry, what makes me hurt, what wounds me. Not even what I find... stimulating or agitating or angry. It's just what wounds me.
What you've done. How you've made me feel.
Yeah. You made me wounded. You made me feel less than or something, wounded.
Yeah. Philly cheesesteaks in here.
He's farting it up.
Oh, no, scratch himself. Yeah. That guy doesn't fart that much. He's 105 pounds.
That'd be bad.
I have found positively that you will change your life.
My dog does passive aggressive farting, like full on. When he's a little irritated with, just sit there and just gas it up.
Really?
Like you know how some random events, sometimes you attach meaning to them?
Yes.
But damn, it seems like he'll save it up and just let it rip.
Philly, not that angry yet.
Yeah.
Habits. Yeah, habits.
Yeah.
People think that they have to sit and talk about things and just talk and talk and talk, and then read a book about it, and then go meet up with a spiritual advisor about it. You could do all that, or you could just start kind of living it. But it has to be like you live a diet, which is Phil's chewing on
eating my shirt.
Yeah. You have to live like you're living a diet. I'm on a diet now. I have been on a diet for about a month, and it's like, what happens every night? Well, what happens is my kids eat, what did they eat last night? They both ate my favorite thing, which is that Chinese orange chicken.
Oh, yeah.
I love it, especially when you roll it in the white rice and it sticks to it, you know? And it's good. What I like to do is mix some beef and broccoli or some chicken and broccoli
this
or something.
This is the Panda Express menu.
Yeah, I get a bite off the chicken. I get a bite in the rice, and then I get a little half piece of that orange chicken, which has got to be the worst thing for you. Chicken, but it's mostly goo and bread and everything else. And I just sit there, ironically, while we beg our kids to eat that stuff, and they're telling us they're not that enthusiastic about it. And I just sit. Gary, if you get my phone and you look at the last couple of pictures I took, I'm going to tell you right now.
Pictures of food?
Yes, it's pictures of food. And I'll tell you why, Drew. Because what I'm up against is not doing without this food or avoiding this food or not indulging in this food. What I'm up against is there's nobody who wants a bowl of pasta primavera more than this man right here, right now.
Yeah, I'm running a close second.
Okay. And what I'm up against is I'm perfectly capable of not going to the Italian joint and ordering pasta primavera. I can stay home, order some Zanku chicken or something, call it a night. If I do go to the Italian place, I'm capable of ordering a steak and some broccoli instead of the pasta primavera. But what's tough is when I hit the fridge at 12:30 at night and see the phantom carton in there and open it up and there's pasta primavera there and the microwave's right behind me and everyone's asleep.
Yeah.
And then I open the next one. It is a carb offering from the gods and it's sitting in my fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm paying for it, but I cannot
indulge
in it. And right. What I'm saying to everybody is how about you treat your life a little bit like that diet? Yeah, there's a part of it where you talk about it with Vinny Tortorich or whatever, and he tells you, avoid this, have that, avoid this. But then there's the rest of it,
right.
And that's just going out and living
it. So it's what they have two versions of this in recovery world, which is act as if.
Right.
Know, act as if.
Sure.
And the other way is live a certain kind of life. And the insides will change.
Right.
Okay. So we're talking about that, which is, again, recovery is full of old aphorisms. They're just sort of behavioral models for changing your life because people with addiction need to change their lives. But you're absolutely right. Here's the only modification I'll make on that because interesting you brought it up that you were alone when you're facing this.
If we have a clear picture, is my camera just bad, Gary?
Your camera's completely fucked.
Oh, okay. Well, it does. It did it before. And now it's doing it again, but it clears up every once in a while. I remember it was taking dark
lens
stuff.
Messed up or something. Do you have a cover on it? You have a cover on the...
Nah. Oh, wow. It does look like it clears up.
I told you. Everything with electronics with me is not only... It's not broken or fixed or whatever. It's hard to figure out. It's totally...
All of these three photos are suffering from the...
All right. Well, you need to know is last Sunday, I just said, let me just see what the leftovers in my fridge are, and I'll put them out on the countertop. Here's what it is, because it's a little tough to make out.
It
is pancakes. On the left is pancakes. That's what I'd like to eat for breakfast. In the middle is pizza with rolls, which I'd like to eat for lunch. And on the right is... linguine and clam sauce, which is just congealed because all the yummy fat and garlic and stuff in there. That sits in my fridge. And I have to, like, move it aside.
And Lynette can eat that crap, but nothing happens to her.
Lynette?
Yeah. She can eat whatever she wants. Even at our age. It's crazy.
No. Nothing. Nothing. Now, listen. She'll tell you, oh, I eat right and I exercise and whatever. But there are no limits. And there's no anything, and there's no repercussions.
That's God tormenting you. That's the offering from the God, and then the God starts laughing when he lets your wife have at it.
Well, her and the two kids
the kids, I understand.
They're just 10. Yeah, they just do what I want. Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. I got two kids who do whatever, and then Lynette, who can and sometimes and oftentimes does just do whatever. It does not – it's a weird thing trying to talk to her about eating healthy because, like – how healthy would you eat if you never gained a pound?
Or never had any consequence from eating?
There's no shape change, amazing. That's it. I wouldn't do it either.
No, of course not.
You talk to your blue in the face. I'm eating pasta primavera at night.
Hell yes.
There is no... Listen,
In fact, that would be my menu every day if you're looking right at it.
I'm drinking a martini when we're out to dinner. Lynette is drinking... pina colada or something. No. She drinks a margarita. I'd love to drink a margarita.
Yeah.
I don't like martinis over margaritas. I like margaritas, but I can't.
Yeah.
And she can do whatever, whenever, and as much as whatever. And it does not change shape. I don't know if she puts on 4 ounces here or 5 ounces there. I don't know. It never happens. There's nothing to do or not to do. It just is. She likes exercising, but it's, you know.
Neither here nor there.
You miss a week, you miss a week. You know what I mean? She likes movement and, you know, eating healthy. But, hey, if you can't do it for a few days, you can't do it for a few days. Like, it just is. There's nothing. Although, I think I got a lot of my discipline out of life through yes. fighting myself yes. constantly, which that, is an interesting...
Which is what you were sort of modeling here. But I want to make one modification to that model, which is that you mentioned you were alone facing the Prosta Primavera. And that is indeed a piece of this, which is whatever habit you develop...
I was alone. I was what?
Well, hold on. I'll explain. Whatever habit you develop, you have to be able to tolerate it. I mean, if it's intolerable, you just won't stay with it, right?
Right.
And if there's some feeling associated with the behavior you're trying to, let's say you have social phobia or something, you're trying to, you know, get better at social interaction, you have massive social phobia, sometimes you need to manage a feeling that's associated with it, not be worried about it, but sometimes it requires social support, interpersonal contact, something, or maybe therapy or maybe a medication, whatever, something to make it possible to be able to make these changes and get in the habit.
Yeah, and there's also an element of if you – I sit there and I stare at those pancakes and the pasta.
I'm going to have to run out to the refrigerator in a minute and do something with the cheeses out there.
Linguine with clam sauce, you know, and the pizza and all the stuff that's sitting in my fridge.
Have this conversation much
and
longer.
I just stare at it and I just think –
Chris. I know what I'm talking about. Go get me a piece of that cheese.
I'm not – here's what I'm thinking to myself. And this important thing. It's 12:15 at night. Yeah. I got a little buzz on. Yeah. And I'm going to undo all my good work by just diving
well,
into this thing.
Well, that's another piece. Is that
and
you
I don't
want to
undo
it. You accumulate
it.
You develop an account.
Right.
An asset account. You don't want to undo that.
I'm going to go over there. I'm going to have a handful of cashews. I'm going back in the TV room. I'm going to shut the door.
Interestingly, you know, this whole idea of a cheat day. Catherine, the guy I do radio with, sent me an article suggesting that the cheat day thing may be a fallacy. I mean, think about having a cheat day if you're an alcoholic, right? Mm-hmm. That it's just game on.
That's kind
of the way I am with cheat days. If I cheat, I just start sliding. It's just like chipping a hair.
I agree. And also, practically, what I would do is I would go, hey, listen, football season. We love drinking some IPAs and Mangria over at the other shop and ordering some pizza and eating some hot wings and having a good old time over there with Cousin Sal and company. That'll be on Sunday. And then, you know, hey, Monday, it's time to come back to Earth. I told Vinny Tortorich, I said, I go over there on a Sunday, go nuts with the Endless Ran IPA and the pizza and everything. I don't work it off by the end of the week.
No, yeah.
I mean, it's just one cheat day is good enough to fuck up the other 6 days. Like,
and he agreed, right?
Yeah. He was like, well, as a point of fact, not for Lynette.
Yeah.
For you, yes. I said, I'll put on 5 pounds in a day, like overnight. Like, he said, well, it's not really that you put on that weight, but you weigh that much more. Like, my body reacts that way. So, yes, I have not – when I'm in it, there are no cheat days. Now, what you can do is not kill yourself. You know, I mean, what I mean is I took my kids out on Saturday night, and I took them to a barbecue joint, and I ordered deviled eggs and like a sausage sort of sampler kind of, starters. And they had a sauce sitting in the middle, like honey barbecue-y, whatever. And I knew that's probably not on Vinny's wish list, but I dunked a piece of sausage into it. I had one glass of wine because he's not, you know, wine and beer, not great. And then I ordered some ribs and some vegetables, you know, and it's like the ribs had, I didn't dump barbecue on them, but they had some glaze on them. You know, it's not I enjoyed myself. My kids enjoyed themselves on Saturday night. It's all right. I did not. The kids both got fries, which I just stared at because I love grabbing the fry and dunking it in the barbecue. It's my favorite. And then later on, order second round of fries.
You understand this last 10 minutes on food drive me crazy. And,
yeah.
it reminds me of that time we were in a car and I've had nausea severely. And that dude that was our driver kept talking about Philly cheesesteaks or something.
No, I'm going to tell you what that guy – I'll tell you what that guy did. You tell me your memory of that. I'll tell you mine. Right. First, I'll tell you
I remember just feeling the most intense nausea of my life.
Oh, okay. I'm telling you about Blinds Galore and then I'll tell you that. 1 week away from Blinds Galore, friends and family sale. Everything up to 50% off. Get free samples now. Get ready for their biggest sale of the year when it kicks off Wednesday, March 22nd. high quality, 100% custom built blinds and shades created to your exact measurements. I have them. Studio has them. We love Blinds Galore. I have them at my house. They're in my master bedroom, my bathroom, my home office, my work office, the edit bay. They're everywhere. They have a team of experts. They're located in San Diego, California, and they can help you right over the phone every step of the way. They've over 15 years, they've done over 2 million windows and counting. It's Blinds Galore. Whatever you're looking for, unbelievable deals, especially during their friends and family sale. Blinds Galore, Drew.
Blinds Galore makes it easy to get the 100% custom window treatments you have always wanted. Check out BlindsGalore.com during their big friends and family sale when it starts on March 22nd. That's coming up. Let them know Adam and Dr. Drew sent you. That is BlindsGalore.com.
Yeah, when we flew into Philly, we were going to drive
to Maryland.
To Maryland.
Yeah, because I remember I had to go up on the stage with a big vomit bucket.
We played at the University of Pennsylvania. We drove. We had the driver. That driver was the not-for-nothing guy. Like, he was the I don't get in other people's business.
Then proceeded
to get into everyone's business.
Oh, just up our ass.
And he'd be like,
and tell us all the shit he'd seen other people
see. It's like, listen, I don't talk. I keep it professional. Will Smith was in here last week, and what a douche. You know, it's like, I thought you didn't drop. And you have a certain responsibility when you're driving around.
You know what? He's like Ronnie the limo driver from Stern. Maybe it was Ronnie the limo driver back then.
This guy was a little heavier set.
A long time ago, yeah.
As I recall.
Yeah.
Drew.
Shorter. Way shorter.
Drew was able to make the first show.
No, I got sick after the first show.
Yeah,
I was vomiting all night.
You made the first show, and then something happened during the night.
Yeah. Fever and vomiting. Bad.
First show was what college?
University of Pennsylvania.
I thought that was the second show.
University of Maryland was the second show.
Oh.
Terrapins. Remember?
No, I remember having it the other way around, that the University of Pennsylvania was the one where you had to get up there with the blanket
and
the bucket.
It was Maryland.
We started...
Although might have been a different school, and I think I'm picturing the room.
It
was Maryland. I know it was Maryland.
Right, now we got to figure it out. Right. We were driving from Philly, to
somewhere,
and we were going past my old town that I grew up in, Seacane, Pennsylvania. We were asking where Seacane was, and Drew was just kind of in the back, and Drew was just writhing and and this guy. He was a big guy. And the only thing we could really talk about was tasty cakes and Philly cheesesteaks and all that stuff that was indigenous to Philadelphia and the food. And he was just a big dude. And he like started saying, don't go to Giacomelli's. They use the stupid processed cheese. Go over to Gino's. Gino's uses the provolone and stuff. And at a certain point, Drew just from the back.
He started going, the provolone melting, dripping down the sides. I love the grease dripping off the provolone onto the grease of the steak. The steak is fried, just like fried, deep fried. And I'm like,
Drew's in the back and he just goes, stop talking about food. And he fell back down in the backseat of the car. It's just laying in the backseat of the car. And I was like, Drew, you got to get it together for this next show. Because it was like 3 p.m. and the show was like at 8. And Drew was just covered in sweat and rolling around in the back.
Never come slow close to vomiting just off of somebody talking.
Then we would be silent. We were silent for a while. And then he was like, you know, the guy'd be like, go to any Philly games? And No. You go? Oh, yeah. We go. We tailgate. We bring the brats.
Yes, he went dog.
What do you like on a brat? It's like, we bring brats. Well, I'll grill them right over there. I use a honey Dijon mustard. And I started going, oh, that sounds pretty good around now. Do you toast the roll? We toast it.
Coleslaw.
We have peppers.
Sauerkraut.
We have onions. Sauerkraut. And then Drew pops up. He's like, could you stop?
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
It's like I couldn't believe it. And I let it go like 3 beats extra like to piss. Because I literally couldn't believe I just screamed
it. He sucked
it
me in. He sucked me in.
I'm gonna throw up all of your goddamn car if you don't shut up.
He wouldn't stop.
Oh,
he was a big guy. He was loquacious.
Loquacious indeed. Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was Yes, portly and loquacious.
Yeah, I can't remember you as a doctor. You don't remember how big that dude. I mean, he was
He was round. He was like a little round ball.
That's, yeah, that's heavy.
Bolo de queso.
Yeah. Hey, Daniel, 30, D.C.
Hey, Adam and Drew, it's a privilege to speak to you guys.
What's going on, man?
Hey, just to let you know, the 30-minute format, I think you guys nailed it down. I think it's perfect.
Thank you.
Sure. I had a question. I know you guys had mentioned you both had hernia surgeries in the past, and I was assuming that was the upper type, where the upper GI. I know there's other hernias. So I was assuming it was that type, if that is correct.
No.
I
was just, No. When somebody says hernia, they mean inguinal hernia.
Okay, well, okay. So this was not the, I know there's a hiatal hernia, which is more closer to your upper stomach. So you guys didn't have
Hold
that
on,
kind of surgery.
Slow down. Hiatal hernia means your stomach is slipping up through your diaphragm into your chest. And the only time you operate on that, and it's a gigantic operation where they have to open your chest. Well, they can do it scopes and stuff now. But still, it's an operation you do not want. Fundoplication, that kind of thing. No, no. I mean, I've had to send one person for that surgery because his stomach twisted under the in the diaphragm and the blood supply got cut off.
Oh, boy.
But
My fault.
When somebody says hernia, they either mean – they almost always mean an inguinal hernia. Sometimes they mean an umbilical hernia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. Right. Yeah, I was only reason I was asking is because I have I've had really bad I've had GERD over the last 10 years, and the doctor had said I had a partial like starting to get, but of course you don't want that surgery unless it's really bad, as you were saying.
No. Okay. Listen. Hold on. Gastroesophageal reflux is as common as runny noses, right? There's ample medical management for that. There's no way you should need any kind of surgical intervention. How old is he?
30.
30, yeah. I mean, you know, you can take the what I call the H2 antagonists that are now available over the counter your entire life, and that will take care of it. If you're having some other symptoms in spite of being on these acid-blocking medication, well, then you need to see a gastroenterologist and have sort of manometry done on your esophagus, see if there's spasming. There's something else going on. So,
what is, Drew?
Yeah.
As I was saying to Fondalier earlier today, he was sneezing and sniffling and everything else, and I feel bad for him. And he says, I said, is this the allergies thing, or like, what is this? And he said, yeah, it's the allergies thing, you know, every year, seasonal, whatever. And I still can't – it's so foreign to me and all my loser friends, because it was almost like – it was some sort of luxury that we couldn't afford or something. Like, how come I never met a human being with seasonal allergies, but except for my rich Jewish friends had things. They had things.
Matt and came through with a good response, too.
What'd he say?
This huge nose. I had
correlation here?
I had Jewish friends that, like, had things, and then there was everybody else who lived in the Valley, and there was never a thing. Or they played it really close to the vest, if there was, but I didn't see them.
Yeah.
Sneezing or blowing their nose or...
Yeah.
There was nothing. It was weird. It was like no eye drops, no contact lenses, no anything.
Are you thinking anything. This is maybe the sewer rat theory again that we were, you know...
Well, it's all kind of coming back to that sewer rat thing. I don't know. It seems like too fast for a sewer rat.
Across the years I've been practicing in this area, I did see a lot more weird allergies in adults who didn't have allergies before. And I always thought we were sort of blaming it on things that were coming in off the desert.
Mm-hmm.
So the weather changes.
Weirder things coming in.
You know, the weird weather changes we've had lately and stuff maybe have something to do with it. I don't know.
I don't know what...
I suddenly got a few allergies too. I had them in New England one spring and that's it. And then all of a sudden, I got them.
All of the acid reflux medication, all that stuff that so many, so many people on, I don't even know what it is.
Well, you've got acids. I take them chronically.
Chronically?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is that?
It's reflux, your stomach, heartburn. Remember the Misery of Heartburn commercials?
I know.
Well, all they had before
the heartbreak
was,
of psoriasis.
All they had before was nothing, really, just these antacids. And now we have real stuff. It'll shut it off.
Is that just your wiring?
It's your wiring. It's your structure.
Is that how you were your whole life?
I've always had a sensitive. My gut's been not good my whole life.
So you take those every day?
Yeah.
Yeah, pop one in the morning?
Yeah.
And it makes a big difference?
Oh, yeah. Dramatic.
Now I'm jealous.
And, you know, the H2s, I worry when people are on them chronically like that, I worry that they're
H2s.
histamine 2 blockers. Mm-hmm. The proton pump inhibitors, which are more powerful even, like the Prilosex and that kind of stuff, are a little more serious. I don't like people taking those chronically. Either way, I worry that people are going to get a little B12 malabsorption, so I supplement some B12, but that's about it.
Can you take B12 orally and it
sublingually,
works?
Sublingually.
Oh, that's the way to take it. Because everyone said you swallow, it's no good.
Well, if you have a problem absorbing B12, it's because of a certain molecule that your stomach puts out.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not putting that out, you're not going to absorb it.
Right.
So you got to get under your tongue.
Is that a different kind of B12?
There's liquids and pills available commonly, very common.
Should you take one that you would swallow and put it under your tongue?
No, you have to have, it's different.
It's got to be
it's different
makeup.
Than the swallow. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's see. I want to get some advice. I'll give you some advice first. I'll tell you about True Car. Yeah, man. Love me some True Car. You want to buy new? You want to buy used? Over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles from over 13,000 True Car certified dealers nationwide. So whether you're looking to buy new or looking to buy used, you get the upfront pricing, info, discounts off of list price, a better buying experience. See what others paid for the exact same car you want. Apples to apples, baby. Lock in your price. Connect with the certified dealer. Enjoy a quick, easy buying experience. That's what True Car is. It's really this thing that used to be difficult, tough on like the single women and
buy a
the
car.
Guys. Yeah. Guys who didn't know anything about cars and they're scared they're going to get taken. That whole part where somebody paid much less for the exact same car, that was brutal. Not anymore. You're ready to buy new. You're ready to buy used. You go True Car. That is True Car, baby. All right, Drewski, let's see.
Do some calls.
All right. Someone's fathering twins here. Hey, Chris, 29, Riverside.
Hey, guys. Adam, Drew, how you guys doing? Thanks
doing
for the
good.
Call.
Thanks. Yeah, man.
So real quick, two things I wanted to quickly share. A small success story of myself. I called into the Adam and Drew show about maybe 2013, a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was working a really unsatisfying job, living in a studio apartment, driving a shitty car and whatnot. And I was working on completing my bachelor's degree in business. I'm calling in to one, let you guys know that finished my degree finally. Drew took your advice, kept applying, and finally got that promotion that I was so eagerly looking for.
Nice.
I'm now a homeowner, married, and recently became proud father of twin baby girls.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
So on that note, thank you, guys. I want to just quickly get some advice from you guys.
Chris, wait. Before we get to the twins thing. Sure. I've been, now that I'm living through my 20s again with my own kids, the 20s is a very odd period of development.
Yeah,
I never really thought about it that way.
Great.
Yeah, when I was – and Chris is a great example of this. I mean you don't get – it's just stressful. You relationships are stressful. The work never – it's nothing ever – it's all just about struggle. You know what I mean?
I do. I was not happy
all
through my 20s.
Yeah, me too. I was like – I think back now to some of my training and stuff, and the reason it's so vivid to me, like I could practically point on a calendar and tell you what I did that day in my training because
mm-hmm.
it was like traumatic. It was post-traumatic stress disorder. Everything's vivid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way, and it's weird. It's probably worse for a guy maybe. Maybe women have their own – bad decade. I don't know when it is, but for guys, that's a tough decade.
I've been thinking about this lately. I think it's something to that. I do.
Yeah. Hey, Chris?
Yes, sir.
So now here comes your next challenge, which is quite
next
different.
Challenge. And Drew, I think you had triplets, and Ace, I know you got a twin boy and girl. I was just wondering if you guys could maybe shoot me some quick advice on, what to expect as a new father of twins.
No sleep.
Got that.
Well, it depends if you can throw some money at the problem, as I like
even
to say.
That.
No, you get a night nurse or whatever.
I'm throwing a sister-in-law at the problem right now.
There you go. Okay. Gene pool. Work the gene pool. That is, listen, manpower, gene pool, those are your two key words. I'm telling you.
We stuck with the manpower. but, it was woman power. Chris, just being present, being consistent.
Yeah.
I like to do is I enjoy being joyful in front of my kids, and I wish my parents would have showed any type of joy at any particular
time.
Any
emotion at all would have been good.
Oh, man. You didn't. I didn't tell you, but my mom outdid herself last week. I mean, she really.
Next week. Tomorrow's show.
She hit a high point.
Okay, I can't wait.
Yeah,
I can't wait. It's so good.
It's not, you know.
You talk about an ACS?
Yeah, okay. There's no magic anything here, Chris. Look, if you're asking how to be a better parent, you're already a better parent.
Yeah,
it's true. That's my thing.
It's time, manpower, dedication.
Priorities. Much less like, oh boy, I better teach him a lesson here.
No, he's really going to learn a lesson.
I don't mean in a bad way. I just mean in every way. This is a real teachable moment. I want to do this, but I can't let him do that. Because if he does that, he's going to think this. Stop with that. Just kind of be there. Be consistent. Don't freak them out, and play some catch. Play a little horsey with the girls. Yeah. You know what I mean. Yeah. Super. All they want is the basics. It's like
what they just want you to be present, fully present.
Yeah, they want out of you what they want out of their food. They just want some mac and cheese and a glass of milk. You know, and you're like saying, "Eat the kale." You know, and they're going, "I know that's not what I want. I just want basic. I want you to wrestle with me."
But you need security and safeness. So
that's
here's something
true.
That I can add to that that sort of equation, which is simply safe. Mm. People looking for home security, they get ripped off every day. Long-term contracts, stuck writing big checks. Chris can't afford that big check. You don't have to worry about it. This is the answer. It's simply safe. Simply spelled with an I, safe. Smarter way to protect your home. No contracts, no commitment. These things that have no way out, these big expenses with long-term no commitment, no lock-ins, period, that's it. It was designed by a Harvard-educated engineer, wireless, portable, cellular connection built in, professional monitoring with police dispatch around the clock, was simply safe. 24/7 protection is only $15 a month. Most places charge at least three times that. This is $15 a month. That's less than three visits for yourself to Starbucks. Unbeatable protection, great value, no contracts. Visit simplysafeadam.com. S-I-M-P-L-I, safe Adam. One word, simplysafeadam.com, and you will get 10% off your system today. That is simplysafeadam.com.
All right. Go to amcrow.com. You want to find out anything about the Spike Show, being the audience, or go to audience and get the info at amcrow.com, or you can email us at questions@gmail.com. You want to do that? Watch your premiere tonight, 10 o'clock, out here on everywhere, actually, on Spike. And
that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah.
We'll see if you're as enthusiastic next week. Oh, my God.
I said I was enthusiastic this week.
I know.
No, it's work, but it's, you know, look, what do you want? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I part of my process now is to just go, look, you're doing
it's
a
work.
You're doing a live. Yeah. Oh, well, it's always work, but you're doing a TV show about home improvement.
Yeah.
How bad it's going to be. Yeah.
If you want to be in the audience, go to audience@adamcrolla.com. Yeah. Or look at adamcrolla.com. Info is there. Yeah.
Go to chassis, chassy.com for the movies and t-shirts and stuff like that.
DrDrew.com, all my family podcasts there. I need your support. Please do go over there.
I'm sorry. Did I mishear you? That's not an email address. Go to adamcrolla.com for audience info.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. It sounded like I was saying audience@adamcrolla.com.
Yeah, yeah, we were covered.
Sorry. You're right.
We're good. All right. No safe spaces. You can check out me and Prager. Very good. AdamCarolla.com as well. iTunes, Amazon. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.